This is Scott Whitmire reporting from a nice, comfortable hotel bed. I understand it was a little bit hard to hear what happened when I was calling from the beach because of the wind. Basically, I was sailing along well out to sea, probably no better looking at my spot tracks, because the wind was really light, and I was trying to stay out of the wind shadow of some of the hotels along the shore when the wind really started to pick up all of a sudden, and the seas started to pick up. And they're heading east, and I started to think, gee, if something goes wrong, and the waves were also so hard on the beam of the boat, I decided to start sailing back towards the beach. And against that short, choppy stuff, the puddle duck doesn't do necessarily that good. But I made my way slowly back to the beach. When I got close, the wind started hitting more like lake sailing than ocean sailing. I was getting 30-knot breezes hitting from different points of the compass. So at one point, I had one hit, and this happened to me several times before, one hit 90 degrees to the previous one, and the duck went over. It was kind of sad. Floated in debris, spreading out all over. Water was nicely warm, thank goodness, and I was wearing my flotation device. Went around to the other side of the dock. Actually looked at the bottom to see how bad the scratches were from pulling it up. Pulled out the bottom lee board, tried to stand on it a couple of times, and then I got braced and pulled out the top lee board, and she righted right up with not that much water in it. I corralled as much stuff as I could. I still lost the bag that had my clothes in it, just some shirts and stuff, and then my bathroom bag. An amazing amount of stuff stayed with the boat, which was good. Maybe one water bottle I think I lost. And I climbed into the boat, and I noticed the boat was the shore was receding awfully quickly because the wind was blowing me out to sea. No hope to row against it, so I detangled the rig, put the rudder back in, and rolled out a little bit of sail and actually sat on the side of the boat, which I've never done before, but I designed it for that, and struggled back to the beach. It wasn't easy because, again, those gusts were coming in all different directions, so it wasn't one nice smooth tack. But I managed to finally get back to the beach and pulled up on the beach and left the help message going for a little bit so Pat could find me, my chase crew, and then turned it off, and that's when the tracking went off for a brief little bit. I was sitting there sorting out the pieces, and I decided then that I was going to pull out, and there's a couple of different reasons. First, I'd lost my comfortable chair, I forgot to mention that, my clothes and some other gear that I would have to replace. Second, the deadlines, the way that they work in the Everglades Challenge is a weather hold does not change the deadline. So I was late, as well as all Class 4 boats but one, to the deadline for checkpoint one, and I was on probation. And he put everybody on probation instead of kicking anybody out. Then if I was late to checkpoint number two, I would be DNF out of the race. And with the capsize, even without the capsize, given my speed of boat travel, I would have had to sail about 21 hours, and I just can't necessarily do that straight. So I would not have made checkpoint two. Maybe they would have let me go on further, but I don't know. And keep in mind, this is with a strong east wind, which I would have to row against through the channels leading to Everglades City, the mangrove channels, which I probably wouldn't have made any progress against anyway. So that was tough. Of course, I was a little freaked out by the capsize, but got to say, for that duck, it handled some rougher weather conditions than that. It was the change in wind direction that got me. And it righted just fine and sailed back to the beach on its own. So the duck really impressed a lot of people. And it could have continued on the race, but like I said, I couldn't make it to checkpoint number two. And I'm happily married and want to stay that way. So the wife said, no more after that happened. fortunately, I was in the middle of nowhere on the beach, well, not middle of nowhere, far away from any parking lot. There were still people wandering around there. When another person follows a water tribe who owns a jet ski business came around the corner with his jet ski and towed the boat into Wiggins Pass and parked it on one of the floating docks for his jet ski, and there it is for me to go pick up. So that was an absolute blessing. And all in all, it was a good experience. It was a great experience. The Everglades Challenge is duckable. There's a lot of respect. I think I was a little bit of a joke on the beach, but then when I plowed across Tampa Bay in conditions that a lot of the other water drivers stayed on the beach for, including experienced ones, and made it fine and surfed down the waves in Sarasota Bay, they were mightily impressed with the capabilities of the boat. As far as speed goes, you just have to look in comparison, and I was in the middle of the pack. I was not towards the back, so the duck was not the slowest boat. In fact, when I got to checkpoint one, it wasn't that far behind some of the other boats, and if I had a little more confidence Sunday morning, I could have left earlier and actually been there with the pack. So anyway, that's my report. All happy. I appreciate everybody who's been tracking and following this. I hope this kind of satisfies your all curiosity about the capabilities of a duck. Hope Shorty will still be bouncing off the walls after this. And that's all I've got to report. Thank you for checking in.